love me, but also come to embrace Islam and at least the principle of one God, one creator that creates all of us, and every man and woman is made in his image, the one image, you know, the image of God. It's funny, when I accepted Islam, the Imam was named Nasiri. We talked a little bit about, you know, why I came to Islam, but afterwards he was very insistent that Mahdi is coming because people need it. It's like, he said, it's like a stock market, you know, it's demand, it's supply and demand, it's basic economics. Humankind needs the Mahdi, they need the spirit of the Mahdi to come and fill their heart and remind them that we are here thanks to God, you know, not just thanks to random chance, not thanks to man, but thanks to God. And so that was a very important moment at the time of my acceptance of Islam, was talking about the Mahdi. I've always appreciated about Islam, the word Islam, submission. I think this is a tremendously powerful point that people have to understand, that the most powerful person in the world is also the most humble, because he only can operate thanks to God, thanks to the power that God gives him. So even you can be King Solomon, but you have no power unless it's by the power of God. I agree, there's a destiny, because I ended up on Valentine's Day this year in which city was it in Iran? I'm blanking now. The city of Joshua, where Joshua is buried, Isfahan. Right, Joshua's tomb is Isfahan, and people don't know this, that Joshua's tomb that is there. The Iranians are very proud. They make pilgrimage to this tomb because they love Joshua. They love the prophets. So I was in Isfahan and I was at the tomb of Joshua, and I have a vision that I should embrace Islam and show the West, especially now at a time when the West is fearful of Islam, that it's not a religion of violence. It's not a dangerous religion. It's the most beautiful, glorious religion where you have a direct relationship to God. And that's, I think, the most appealing. That's what really spoke to me the most, is that what matters is you and your soul and your relationship to God, not through a priest or through anyone to tell you what God wants, but to seek it directly.